Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
About a week or so ago, Rob Feeder reported on what's happening at Chicago Magazine. He wrote, when the first case of coronavirus in a downtown office building was disclosed at another company in the Prudential Building, employees of Chicago Magazine were sent home March 11th, and plans for the May issue were revised from top to bottom. The result is out, with a dramatic cover on life in the time of COVID-19. It includes a photo essay on eerily vacant venues of events that didn't happen and a shut-in's guide to not losing your sanity, among other timely features. Susanna Homan is with us. She is the editor-in-chief of Chicago Magazine. And Susanna, was it hard to put this thing together? How'd you do it?
You know, we were surprised that we were able to do it remotely because so much of what we do is so collaborative every day, and there are so many kind of hallway conversations and things that happen in a regular day that we couldn't do anymore. But oddly, in some ways, it was better because we were all so focused. I mean, we really had nothing else to think about.
Yeah, and how long did it take you to put it together?
Well, we were at the very end of the cycle, so, you know, we spend all month putting together an issue, and it goes to the printer at the end of the month, and then about 10 days later, it starts to hit the streets. So we had about 2 weeks left in the cycle to change up a lot of what we were doing, and in magazine time, that's like seconds to anyone else, mm-hmm. because so much of what we work on takes months to prepare. But it started kind of slowly. The day that we left the office, we said, you know, maybe we should. And by necessity, one of our features dropped out because we could no longer photograph the subject. And because suddenly, you know, people don't want to do photo shoots and it's dangerous, and now they really can't. And so we had to figure out some alternatives, and we thought we really should address this. And then as shelter in place took hold and as it became more and more serious, we just had more and more ways that we wanted to change the things that we were working on to address it, because it was the elephant in the room. You can't put out a typical magazine at a time like this.
No, you can't. So you sent out a team of photographers. What did you tell them to do?
We had a brainstorm, and we did it over Slack. and we said, you know, what are the sorts of things that will not happen? And we all contributed ideas. And so we said, okay, so Sunday Mass at Holy Name Cathedral is not going to happen, and it's going to be empty. Or McCormick Place is not going to have their Inspired Home Show. The river is not going to get dyed green. So we all came up with ideas for what wouldn't be happening. And then we sent photographers at the time, because what we wanted to do was capture the moment that it would have been happening. And then you could see how eerie it is to see it just empty. Performance venues, Soldier Field. So it was very powerful.
I bet. Yeah, I need to see it. Is it out yet, the magazine?
The way magazines come out is they kind of come out over a period of time. So subscribers started to get it over the weekend, so a big chunk of people received it. But then it'll arrive in grocery stores this week, so people who buy it on the newsstand get it a little bit later than subscribers. If you're grocery shopping, you'll definitely see us, and we hope people pick us up.
It's the May issue of Chicago Magazine. I'm looking at printout of the cover here, images of the city as you've never seen it, and the local scientists trying to stop the virus. And also, you promote this on the cover, and I'm curious about what you found out here, how this will change the dining scene forever. Are people going to be reluctant to sit in crowded restaurants in the near future? Is that what this article is about?
What's interesting is Jeff Ruby, who's been our dining reviewer for decades, he was doing his review of RPM Seafood, and it happened to fall on the very last night of restaurant service, just by chance, you know, the night that he had planned to go. And so it turned into more of a thoughtful piece about what this would mean for the restaurant industry. And also, I think, just our compassion for people who work in the service sector. You know, this recession that we're facing is a little bit different than things we've seen in the past. And so the most vulnerable among us, the people who don't have a safety net, the people who in many cases don't have insurance, they're the ones who are really hurting the most right now. And I think that the point of his story about RPM Seafood and about the restaurant industry as a whole is, you know, now we're going to see things a little bit differently when we return to life, and we'll definitely have more compassion for the people who work in this industry. And, you know, we have to kind of come together and figure out how to support it. Personally, I've been doing takeout from some of my favorite places, and actually another Let Us Entertain You restaurant, I did takeout a couple of weeks ago, and there was a thank you note in the bag from the staff. And you see things like that, and it reminds you of the humanity behind all of this.
Yeah, I was thinking about this over the weekend, that in the hopefully near future, not too distant future, we're going to be so grateful and so appreciative of things we used to take for granted, just our normal life, right?
Yeah, for sure. I think also what I'm trying to do to get through this personally, because it's, you know, it's so challenging. You can't help but be fearful for what this means on so many levels. There's the life or death level. There's the economic blowback. You know, there are all these different things. But I'm trying to kind of embrace the quietness and the solitude and figure out just how to make the most of this time so that someday I can look back on it and say that there was some value that came out of it, you know. And certainly it's the time and caring for other people, and, you know, everything from like the family Zoom calls and just, you know, the way we're connecting to people a little bit differently right now.
Yeah, I think and I hope that we will all appreciate how extraordinary normal life is after we get through this.
And well, I was just thinking about this. As you know, 20 years ago, I was writing Susanna's Night Out, and I have been, spring and fall are my big seasons, and they have been forever, you know, where there are so many events and openings and galas, and I had so much on my calendar for this spring, obviously none of it now, and I remember last spring, I had about 6 weeks in a row where I didn't have a break, like I didn't have a Saturday or Sunday, or let alone a Monday through Friday, because I had events and obligations and things to do, and I remember feeling kind of miserable about it, like, you know, I really need a weekend to myself where I can just sit in my pajamas and do nothing. And I look back on that, and it's just hard to fathom. It's hard to fathom just running around. And so that's one of the reasons I'm really embracing this time, because, you know, I haven't had a stretch of time off like this maybe since high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, you're right. Take advantage of it. And what about your business, Susanna? What about the magazine business? We're hearing a lot about how tough it is now, even tougher for newspapers. What's going on with magazines?
Here's what I'll say. It's better for magazines than for newspapers overall, because so much of what people turn to us for, you know, just the frequency, the way we operate is a little bit different, but we certainly have had a lot of cancellations, a lot of advertising cancellations. That affects us for sure, because so many of the people who advertise with us are on hiatus right now. If you think about all the museums and cultural institutions, you know, they're not advertising, let alone the restaurants and the events, and there's just a lot of categories that are affected for us. But, you know, my hope is that we start to return to some sort of normalcy in the next couple of months so that business resumes, and we're just trying to operate as efficiently as possible right now and be really cautious about how we spend money and get through it.
Susanna Holman, editor-in-chief and publisher of Chicago Magazine, the May issue, A Life in the Time of COVID-19, and also I see above the masthead, the city's 50 most powerful women. Have you put yourself in there? Did you profile yourself, Susanna?
Sadly, no. But you can imagine who number one is on that list, I assume.
It used to be Oprah. Oh, now
no,
it's Mayor Lightfoot, right?
It's Mayor Lightfoot.
Yeah,
it is.
Okay, yeah, got it.
She's showing some strength right now, for sure.
We will read all about it in Chicago. Good talking to you, as always, Susanna.
Great talking to you, Bob.